Queen for the day. Here is a letter from a woman who has every human reason for leaving her husband. Instead, she goes out of her way to show him reverence. She is showing deference to him as being the number one daddy. From years and years of counseling, I can tell you that if ever a woman can win a man's heart, this lady will. She is my queen for the day. Dear Debbie, I don't have a question, just a very good report. Thank you for telling the truth, for it has set me free. I believe God is the author and finisher of my husband's faith. Shortly after we married, my husband started going to strip clubs and meeting with prostitutes. I know this because when he got too guilty, he would confess. For a while, I really wanted a divorce. I couldn't see how I could stand it much longer. And everyone agreed with me except one couple. The wife talked to me on Sunday morning about God's love, and that same morning my pastor taught on love. God put in me a love for my husband, and I am confident that I am in the perfect will of God to stay with him. He is a good daddy and provider, and stands with me on parenting. He has matured so much. He waits until our son is in bed before watching TV. For all of this, I am thankful. Initially, I would cry and verbalize my disappointments of him. How can I trust you? How do I know what you're doing? I did not want my son to see me like that all the time, and I know my husband goes through a lot at work. My rantings and bitter face would not make it easy for him to come home to me. I just wanted to love him. He knows already that I wish he would be home more, and he didn't need to see my daily disappointment. Our son is convinced that his daddy has the biggest muscles in the world. We do things to help my husband feel loved. We stapled two huge pieces of poster board together and wrote Number One Dad on it and drove to his place of work. We waited until he came out to the parking lot, then held it high so he and everyone else could see how we felt about him. When we got a new phone and I was putting in the memory numbers, my son said, "Daddy's number is number one because he is the number one daddy." My son was not trying to be cute. He really thinks that. Of all the men he knows, his daddy is number one. Please keep us in your prayers. I still struggle some days and just want to wring his neck. But I do believe God is able to help me. Loving him, Judy. I have to confess that as I typed Judy's letter into my book, I wept. Judy has turned her heart to God, for only God could have done such a work of grace in a woman. She is reverencing a man who does not deserve it, and in so doing she is reverencing God. Do you understand that concept by now? She is reverencing God by reverencing her husband, not because her husband is a fit representative of Christ, and not because he is a worthy substitute, but because God placed her in subjection to her husband. And when it gets humanly ridiculous to obey that lousy man, and when he gives her every reason to not respect him, there is only one controlling factor left, God. This woman is obeying and reverencing God and no one else. That creep of a husband is the fortunate recipient of honor being given to God. Her faith sees beyond the sinning man to the God who created us all and so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. If her faithfulness is never rewarded with a new birth change in her husband, her commitment will not be wasted. For the grace that God is working in her heart is making her supremely fitted to be the bride of Christ. It is an eternal work taking place in her soul. Her obedience to God and her willingness to go beyond the extra mile prevents her husband's sin from damaging their son. She has covered a multitude of sins with her love and forgiveness. 1 Peter 4:8. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now they are holy. 1 Corinthians 7:14.